It is 4:38. You're listening to Express Yourself. And I'm joined now by the Rocky Mountain Scots, who are here to play a tune before marching down to the Celtic Fest in Carbondale at 4th Street.
Sing me a song of a lass who is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Merry of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and breeze, island and seas, mountains of grain and sun. All that was good, all that was fair, all that was me is gone. Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Merry of soul, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky.
The Rocky Mountain Scots, and we were talking earlier, we believe this might be the first time that we've had bagpipes live in the Katie and Kay studio, so woo-hoo! Thank you guys
awesome.
So much. And it's great to have you here. So what is the history of that song, you who were singing, and what is your name?
My name is Angel Martin, and the original song with the original lyrics, which that was not... The lyrics I just sang were the ones that are used in the Outlander series. And the set that we do that involves two more tunes, in addition to the ones the Pipers just played, is a compilation of some of the songs that are played on the Outlander series. But the original song was the Skyboat song. And that song was written about Bonnie Prince Charlie and his escape over to the Isle of Skye to escape after the Battle of Culloden.
Awesome. And remind me your name again, sir.
I'm Pipe Major McLeod, Leonard McLeod.
And you are the sort of ringleader of the band here?
Yeah, I'm the gentleman in charge, and I get blamed for all the faults.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much my position, is to make sure that whatever goes wrong is my fault, and I fix it next time.
Speaking of that, I'm just going to tweak the microphone a little bit.
See, that was Leonard's fault right there.
See? Totally Leonard's fault.
So, awesome. And what is the experience of traveling together? This is a band of 14 people. And you mentioned to me earlier before we got on air that primarily around St. Patrick's Day or a practice
parade. We stay really busy. Pretty much we're getting busy all the way around the year. We're the only bagpipe band between Salt Lake City and Denver. And so we travel around quite a bit. We've been known to play out of the valley before. We mostly play in the Grand Junction Valley, but you know, it's an honor to play with my group. We've been doing this now together, all of us, for 6 years now. And you know, there's a lot to learn, and you become close-knit like a family, like a clan.
And this is the first time you've played Celtic Fest in Carbondale?
This is the first time we've been invited to Celtic Festival here in Carbondale. So it's a lot of fun. I like Carbondale. When I was a young man, I lived up here in Glenwood Springs and used to come up to Carbondale. And it's a great place to be.
Well, welcome, and thank you for making the trip to perform. I understand that you will be leading a parade in about 15 minutes from right outside our studio to the 4th Street Plaza.
Yes, and Aspen Dance Connection, they're the ones that brought us up here. So, you know, I want to thank Fran and Aspen Dance Connection for bringing us up to this festival. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Great.
So come on down.
And come on down and hear some bagpipes. They have great beer in there.
Watch
some dancers.
And dancers. And you know what? We didn't forget because I just...
Well, that's Leonard's fault.
That's Leonard's fault, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Well, I want to introduce to you... By the way, I'm just the nameless guy. I'm the other piper that kind of screwed up the end of that last song. Connor Wilson, yeah.
That was also Leonard's fault.
That was also Leonard's fault. I want to introduce Sarah Reed, to talk a little bit about the Celtic dancing that's going on in the Grand Valley.
Hi, my name is Sarah Reed, and I'm with Colorado West Celtic Dancers. We have a school in Grand Junction that teaches traditional Irish and Scottish dance. Angel is a fellow dancer, and we have a couple more dancers with us with the pipe band today. So I hope that we can see you out there at the Celtic Festival. And special thanks to Fran Page for having us.
Mm-hmm. And they're an excellent addition to the pipe band, you know, I mean... It's great to get up and hear the bagpipes and all of that, but I mean, the real stars of our show, I think, are the dancers, and that's what everybody comes to see.
So thank after you,
Leonard. Maybe that and the tenor drummer, because, yeah, nobody drums like a tenor drummer. You got to see it to believe it.
Angel's a tenor drummer.
And so after the marching, you'll be performing for the next few hours at the plaza, or?
You know, we're not sure about what we're performing. We do have the show between 5 and 6. Then after that, if it doesn't interfere with the other performers that are at the Oktoberfest, we may be playing out in the beer garden outside area, just some tunes and hanging out and having a good time tonight with you guys.
Great. And tomorrow as well?
Not tomorrow.
Probably not. Okay. Well, thank you, Rocky Mountain Scots, for dropping by. Katie and Kay performing a live song ahead of your parade down to the 4th Street Plaza. I better get Fran Page in here to talk a little bit before she also would, I'm sure, love to join you.
Well, thanks to Katie and Kay for inviting us down.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thanks. Thank you for the first ever bagpipes in the live air studio.
Hey!
We break records all the time.
That's also Leonard's fault.
All right, and so my next guest, also connected with the performance that we just heard, is Fran Page, who is a founding member and the executive director of the Aspen Dance Connection. And pull a chair up for Fran here.
Hi.
As we renegotiate the studio. How are you, Fran?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. Thank you. And so what inspired you to bring these Rocky Mountain Scots?
Actually, Jamie Wall over at the Carbondale Rec and some of the other people asked me to look for some Celtic dancers because they know I run the Aspen Dance Connection. And it took me a few months to find them. Actually, I knew one of the Adelaide is one of the pipers, but I finally got connected, and part of my mission is to take dance in the schools. So in addition to them performing in a few minutes at the festival, they performed at St. Stephen's this morning in Glenwood Springs.
Oh, great.
And Crystal River Elementary School this afternoon. And the kids loved it, and they got up and learned some dances and asked questions and were so attentive and played, clapped along with the rhythm of the different syncopated rhythms. You know, it was interesting to watch the tempos and the rhythms change. I'm used to seeing that in some other cultures, but they build. It's not just a steady all the way through a song, mm-hmm. same pace. It has a lot of qualities to it. And didn't you think the singer was just beautiful? Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, just and I would beautiful. Love to hear all of them together, all the bagpipes, all of the drummers,
powerful.
Watch the dancers. And I would have to say part of their mission, the Rocky Mountain Scots, is to further this culture, knowledge of it, appreciation for it, and dance music in particular really connects us with these ancestral traditions.
Yes.
I think a lot of us probably are part Scottish or Irish in this valley.
That's right. And the thing is, all those ancient cultures have music and dance in them. And you really get to know what those cultures are by studying it. And that's why I like taking it to the schools, because it's like having a third world introduced to the children. They're used to English and Spanish, but they're not used to, say, Chinese or African language, which I've brought in. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, some of these Celtic, you know, it's a different English than we know, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it opens everybody's eyes quite a bit, especially the young, and that was great.
Wow. Thank you so much, Fran Page. I've got one more interview to cram into this show.
Okay.
Before the end of it. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Well, Aspen Dance Connection is celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. And we're just glad to be continuing to bring dance to the whole valley, and from Aspen to Rifle, and a lot in Carbondale. We love Carbondale, so...
For people who want to learn more or contact you about some of the cultural experiences that you're bringing to the Roaring Fork Valley, is there a website?
AspenDanceConnection.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So thank you.
Thank you so much, Fran.
All right. See you.
I'll see you out there.
Okay.